and what ultimately could be used for this property. And I understand the concern, because with the change of zone, like you're saying, he doesn't want a tattoo parlor across the street.
I'm pretty convinced it should be a conditional use, not a B1, for that reason. That's sort of been our, I don't want to say our pact or agreement with the community there, but it has sort of been the trend has been that what we've allowed there are professional offices, because it's Hospital Lane. I mean, it's, you know,
right.
and that's why we've done that. And the only way we can control that is through the conditional use process. And we have broadened it to allow professional offices, because there are physical therapists, there are, you know, the bank that's there, by the way, is not a branch bank, it's a loan office. You know, it's not a branch bank.
Okay.
So, I'm just concerned that, some of the neighbors are, that once it's B1, it's B1. And I know there's a few other B1s, but there's a lot more conditional uses up and down that street than there are B1s. But that's just me.
The first B1, this is just from memory now, the first B1, I think, was Dr. Palikar's office building, which was next to the Grange, which was next to the C1 district, that is Dr. Bash, was it Dr. Bash Holmes Eye? The Bash Holmes?
Yeah.
The Eye Center there, there's some couple doctor's offices, and then you have the Westcott's Corner, which was already commercial activity. The majority of them have been conditional use. There's a mix in there, but
yeah. And she's the doctor. I mean, so there really isn't any reason to think she's going to change professions or anything, you know. So
the CU could be broad enough to say medical offices.
Well, it can't
be. To say a psychiatrist's office.
It can say professional offices,
right?
Which means, you know, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. But the other thing is, with the CU, they're not going to need a variance either.
It would be based on AR.
Well, yeah, it'd be based on the AR setbacks.
Unless there were stipulations for setbacks, greater setbacks. Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is an instance where the application was filed in the absence of counsel, but that's neither here nor there. But I'm just, this crosses my mind that perhaps there wasn't a lot of forethought. And that's where I'm at.
This was filed by the attorney.
It was? Well, there goes that argument. Okay.
Mr. Lank's history was helpful to me, because I know I've sat in a lot of these public hearings in the last few years up and down that strip, and there are some B1s. There's a C1 or whatnot there. But I think in this case, a conditional use, I think, would be looked at.
It would be
a lot more favorably.
I could next meeting provide you with a copy of the zoning, because it jumps around. There's a mix on one end up by the school of B1. There's a mix at the other end of C1 near the, as you go out towards the Village of Five Points, and there's a conditional use that are strung out all through the area.
Yep.
But, I mean, I can do that if you want that for your.
And I might be off base, but it seems like in the 3.5 years I've been here, they've all been CU applications. I'm not aware of any B1s or C1s that were done.
Well, you're talking about an area
on Savannah Road.
You're talking about an area from what, Westcott's Corner to the city of Lewis is probably a mile and a half.
Right, and that's
plus or minus.
We also don't have the benefit of Mr. Burton's input, and this is in his district.
So. Well, raises another issue. We have a three-man commission this evening, makes the situation such that any one person can swings it, because we all have to agree if there's only three of us. We can defer, give Mr. Burton and Mr. Gordy, if he chooses to. He's still our man for the rest of the month. So give them at least the opportunity to listen to the tape, review the record, and get themselves in a position where they could vote on this. If you wish to do that. Unless all three of us are of one mind that it should be a conditional use, then let's not put them through that and let's just vote on it. Okay? Because it won't make a difference,
you know.
If we're three of us are in agreement, but if there's enough doubt that you wanna wait, then we can wait. What do you guys want to do?
I'm not gonna change my mind.
I'd say
I'm of the same mindset that you are. But I think in order to have time to prepare a properly worded motion, that because we're making a recommendation to council on in this situation, like I said, my inclination is the same.
How much more properly worded than no can you be? Actually, I know what you're talking about.
Bearing that on a recent week, from according to the papers, I haven't seen it yet. Maybe it was given to us. But we had a project that we were unanimous in denying, and the council approved it. I believe it was a change of zone. So I would like to be able to give council the benefit of our rationale why.
I appreciate that.
Despite our recommendations, they chose to act differently.
If you want to defer, that's fine. This is a case though where I would be willing to recommend to council that they deny, but that they allow the application to come back to the CU and try to do it in short order and don't charge them the fee again. Because it would go as a conditional use, in my opinion.
So. Well, the two neighbors that spoke, we had two letters.
The only people, they were fine with the CU. They just didn't want the B1.
That's right.
So I'd be willing to let them, to expedite it and don't charge them again. Now, council may decide they something different, but that could certainly be our recommendation. I don't think anybody's against the project as a project. It's just
we'd leave it as if you decided to deny the application and recommend that the applicant withdraw and refile.
Don't even go to council.
Additional use, then it's expedited review.
Yeah,
leave it up to council.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be waiving any fees. Beg your pardon?
I wouldn't be waiving any fees myself.
Well, or whatever.
Well, I mean, if they're coming in and they haven't, if they made the wrong decision, they should have to pay for the cost of all that advertising and staff expense.
All right, then, don't waive the fee.
I'm not inclined to waive fees because the county incurs fees as a result of it.
In the past, the commission pretty much made references that suggested the application be withdrawn and they reapply and get expedited review, but the council is the one that makes the decision on the fee.
Right. We're just making recommendations to council.
Unless it was a subdivision, and in a subdivision it would be the commission.
Okay. So my sense is that in order to have a properly drafted motion, we might need to defer on this. I'm not that good on the fly to come up with something that...
Well, go ahead. Make a motion. If you get a motion in a second, we're going to vote.
That's what I'm saying.
You forgot what it was now.
If Mr. Smith wants to throw together something, he's more verbose than I am.
I don't know. What did you have there, Mr. Smith? Did you want to go ahead with whatever you had?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's as simple, from what I've heard, it's as simple as, I think, that you feel that given how Savannah Road has developed, B1 zoning would not be appropriate, whereas a conditional use would be more appropriate. Yeah. That you recommend that the applicant withdraw the application. But
don't we have to make a recommendation as an approval or denial to council?
Well, you're
recommending denial.
Okay. But you're doing it with the suggestion that it be that they withdraw and refile as a conditional use.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial change of zone 1652 for Elena Pedrell for change in zone from AR1 to B1 based there upon the record for the following reasons. The property is located in an area of Route 9 or Savannah Road where other properties have been subject to a conditional use approval. This property would be better suited with a conditional use versus a B1, which would allow for greater development of this property than the adjoining properties. I further recommend to council that and the applicant that the suggest that the applicant withdraw their application for B1 and that if so they be given expedited review refile under a conditional use and be given an expedited review for a conditional use on this property.
You are better with a script.
Oh, aren't I?
Better for me, too.
Lauren's going to have to listen to that segment 5 or 6 times to figure out what
anyway,
I said.
Go ahead. You're good. Okay. You're almost there.
Almost there. What did I miss?
Nothing. I think that's your motion.
That's my motion.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1652, Alina Padrell, for the reasons and with the suggestions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1653, Deerfield Meadows, LLC.